Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
I don't know about you, but I have a hard time breaking habits.
Oh, God.
Think of some of the habits that you might have, whether it be biting your nails or, and it's a real problem for me. I also am a creature of habit in a good way. Like, I think knowing where I'm going and taking the same route. And so I will say, and I know I'm on a theme on moving, but they say that if you just change one small thing, it can help you make bigger changes in other parts of your life. Did you know that?
Like, yeah.
So if you take a different route to work, right, or if you go to a different coffee place, or that it's going to actually open you up to different possibilities. Right. So now that I've moved,
yes,
and I have to find new things in my house, like, I can't have habits, but right, I'm trying to make new habits.
Well, you will develop new ones.
Because I have to, because it calms me down.
Oh, yeah, well, that's part of being a human being. You like the structure that you've made for yourself. So
yes.
Now you'll just make some new ones and discard the old ones, but you're still going to have some structure.
So, but this habit, breaking the habit of doing the same thing all the time, and like, I had a habit of, my exercise was a habit, mm-hmm, which is a good thing, right? That was a habit forming thing, mm-hmm, that I liked. Right. I would go and my husband would drop me off and I would run to him and then we would walk together on the canal. But now I am like so confused because I don't know where to run. Now I actually drove the other day back to Pittsburgh to run on the canal because I'm like, I need to have that habit, which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
So then the next day I said, okay, I got to stop this. So I went up to Cobbs Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
Cobbs Hill.
I know.
It's like a circular canal.
Yeah.
So I was going
a mile around.
And it's perfectly boring, you know, because
right,
you go, it's around, it's 0.69, just so you know.
Okay.
I was like, oh darn, it's not a mile. But I did like three turns around,
yeah,
went up and down the stairs to make it feel like I was doing more,
mm-hmm,
and I was done. And it was a perfect workout for me. So I think, you know, there's habit forming and habit breaking.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a habit? Is there a habit you want to break? Anything? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm OCD, so I
so habits are important to you.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I've lost 10 pounds in this move. 10
wow,
pounds.
Wow.
And everyone keeps saying, you look so skinny. I'm like, yeah, but that's because I didn't have time to eat. I was really emotional, and I wasn't sure I was very happy about the move. Like, I did not go calmly
really?
Into the night. I was a little kicking and screaming, but that's usually how I deal with change, right? So, but the best part is that now that I'm settled and happy, I find myself getting into the habit of the popsicle at night.
And
so I'm basically going to gain weight because I'm happy.
I'm
going to
change.
No, it's not good.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.